Hi guys, how are you guys doing? How long has it been? I hope everybody has been staying safe amidst the kerfuffle and the chaos in the country. I hope everybody has been safe. This is the third episode of the Afternoon Doodoo Talk Show by your girl Chula. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about the zero to hero kind of lifestyle. Yes, moving from zero to hero. Before we move on to that, I'd like to say thank you to everybody who took out time to listen to the episodes that I have dropped, for sharing, for dropping their feedbacks. Thank you so much. Now, back to the zero to hero kind of lifestyle. When you hear zero to hero, what do you think of? Grass to grace, basically moving from a low stage in your life to a better place in your life. Now, I know someone that while they were growing up, they used to live in a one-bedroom apartment. Then they moved to a self-contained apartment, then to a three-bedroom apartment, to owning their own house in an estate and like that. Now, life is in stages. You move from, it's just like you're growing up. There's the baby, the toddler, child, teenage, adults, and the elderly stage. Now, about life, people won't tell you about the bad side or the hard work you have to put in to get to a better place in your life. We don't usually look at that part. We only see the glamour and the glimmer. Yeah. Today, I'm going to tell you what to do when you get to different stages of your life, how to maneuver these things. The things that will help you move from a low stage to a high stage. Now, when I was growing up, we really didn't used to do much. Yeah. Even though we had the normal 3 square meals, which of course I'm grateful for, it wasn't a good face compared to right now. And going back and thinking back at how life has been for us, the first thing we should consider is God. Yes, the God factor is really important in our lives. I don't think there's no way we would have moved from one phase to another without this factor. Now, a lot of people think it is majorly by their strength and intelligence that they have gotten far in life. Most of us don't know the effect of grace and favor in our lives. Why? This is for the people who believe in God, actually. I don't know about others. I'm talking from my own perspective. The effect of grace and favor. Grace and favor is really important. For putting God first in everything that you do is very important. Just keep in mind that this God factor is important. Even when you're going astray, you need somebody to direct you, you still have to come back to God. Now, after this God factor, you have to have a vision for yourself. Without a vision for yourself, you're never going to get to where you want to get to. You have to picture yourself somewhere before you can get to that place. You have to have a vision for yourself. Think about it. What do I want to do? What do I want to do with myself after now? Where do I see myself 2 years from now? Have a vision for yourself. Without a vision, the vision is really important. Vision vision will help you know your destination, like know how your destination should be once you get there. Just have a vision for yourself. Now, after you have a vision for yourself, you need to have a plan for yourself. Yes, the result of planning, how planning can affect one's life positively. Most times, people at a low stage in life do not have a plan for themselves. Before you can have a plan for yourself, obviously, you need to first have a vision, because everything is just so important. You need to first have a vision. Okay, take for example, you have a party to attend next week Saturday. Before you can attend that party, you have to have planned out how you're going to get to the party, what you're going to wear to the party, the things you're going to do at the party. You should have planned that out before you even move to the party. Now, I said that vision will help you know how your destination should be once you get there. But the plan is the vehicle you take that helps you get to that destination. See, without a plan, you might end up further backwards to where you never even expected. Majority of times, it does that. Like, when you don't have a plan, it takes you back. But on few occasions, some people might get lucky. That's why I said that the grace of God is also very important. The God factor is important. Just have a plan. Sometimes the plan will have flaws and waver and things to shake it. But because you know where you're heading to, you know what you want for yourself, it will be easy for you to get to that place. Now, I said that you should first consider the God factor, then you should have a vision, and then you should have a plan. Now, after you have a plan for yourself, this is the hardest part. And it is crazy because it is the easiest part, but it is still the hardest part. Now, this part is doing exactly what you have laid down. That thing that you've written in your plan for yourself. Doing exactly what you have laid down for yourself, following it accordingly. Now, to do this is where you need some attributes and some characters in life, because it's not easy to write down something and follow that path. Sometimes you might just go astray. Now, the characters that you need for to do exactly what you have laid for yourself, you need resilience, you need self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation. When I say motivation, I mean, you under motivation, you have the achievement drive. What drives you to want to be successful? Think about it. Is it the place that you are, your family condition, or you just want to be very successful? What drives you to be successful? I don't know. Sometimes, what drives me, man, a lot of things actually. Sometimes it's just that you're broke and you don't like where you are right now. So you just keep doing it. Just keep going. Commitment, to be committed to that thing. Like I said, doing exactly, put your whole strength in it and keep focusing on the first factor, the God factor. Initiative and optimism. Yes, these are the characters you need under motivation. You need these characters to, you know, move from a low stage to a high stage. I'm speaking from my own perspective because I don't know where the big people, the other people, the ones that have gotten to the stage that they are right now, the high class, I don't know how they got there. But this is me saying what I think should be the right thing. Yes, so consider the God factor, have a vision for yourself, have a plan for yourself, have a plan for yourself. This plan is so important because you cannot just dress up one day and say you're going to another place because you want to make it. No, you have to have a plan for yourself. See yourself here before you can get there. That is just the way it is. Have a plan for yourself. And do exactly what you have laid down in that plan. I don't want to keep talking and talking, so I don't bore you guys. But my dear listeners, I hope that today you have learned a thing or two. And I hope that from now, you'll start seeing yourself somewhere and start having a plan for yourself so you can get... you can be a better person. We have come to the end of this episode, and thank you guys for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe and share and drop your feedbacks to me. I'd really appreciate your feedbacks. All right, bye guys, and please remember to stay jiggy always. Bye guys.